Hello, we are back with this is Triple M, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a while since I've said that, clearly.
And who are you?
I am Vibha.
And I'm Millie.
And welcome back to the first show of Triple M for the second semester. Millie, you want to explain our Triple M for this week?
Yes. Our Triple M for this week is momentous music in Medford.
Spicing things up with an in our acronym.
What is that called? Like in and.
Not sure, but we realize there's only so many words that start with M.
We want to make it meaningful.
Oh? Maybe even a little marvelous?
A little magical.
Okay, we could keep going, but... So today we do have momentous music, and boy, is it going to be momentous. What you just heard was Cherry Blossom by Kacey Musgraves, which I stuck in there because over our two-month hiatus, I was able to go to a Kacey Musgraves concert, so I've had that album on repeat. But our next song up
is Sliding Doors by...
Niloufer Yanya?
We're so sorry if we butchered that name.
Yeah, any Niloufer Yanya fans, please feel free to call in and correct us. But
violently.
Yeah,
correct us violently.
Very violently. Call multiple times, angrily. But we've been playing this song in practice rooms recently. Mm-hmm. Very good song. Millie sings it very well. Millie sings, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is Sliding Doors by Niloufer Yanya. Hope you enjoy.
Whatever you find, you keep. I can't stay here in the dark. I can keep on my mask, but you're so near, so near. It's got so clear, so clear. I was half hoping, hoping you'd be joking, joking. Or maybe this time you had gone mad. You seem lit down by me somehow. You lead, I follow, and I've never been here before, but I recognize whatever you find. You keep, you can stay here in the dark. You can keep on your mask, but you're so near, so near. It's got so clear, so Sundays, Christmas, Sundays, and when I need a few friends. Now and again, I can never hope to keep them. Thought to give friends what I thought that they wanted. Never heard they needed a good friend as I've been. Don't get me venting on friends who resent you, cause all you've ever done has been a noose to hang on to. They thought was a necklace and reckless, they fell into hell where you both hang with nothing to do but scratch, kick, the gravity went like fall. This, the gravity went like, you could leave it all behind. Even the devil needs time alone sometimes. You could let it all go, you could let it all go. It's called free fall, it's called free fall. Cried to the devil and the devil said quit. Can't be bothered, better handle your shit. Keep about your wits, man, keep about your wits. Know yourself and who you came in with. Can I sit down, I've been hustling all day. I can't even count how many souls I made off the same deal you wrong. Remember, the devil ain't a friend to no one. But flying true, well, you could let it all go, you could let it all go. It's called free fall, it's called free fall. Cried to the devil and the devil said, hey, why you been calling this late? It's like 2 a.m. and the bars all closed. He's dead in hell, it's a rule I made. Anyway, you say you're too busy saving everybody else to save yourself, and you don't want no help. Oh well, that's a story to tell. Like you can let it all go, you can let it all go. It's called free fall, it's called free fall. You can let it all go, you can let it all go. Cause ain't shit free but falling out. That shit's easy, let me show you how it's like. Falling out, that shit's easy. Let me show you how it's like.
And we're back.
Guys, we're so we're out of practice. It's been 2 months.
We are
very out have of mercy. Have mercy, please.
If there's any technical difficulties, no, there aren't. because no, we just had to have our friend Laura drop off a laptop charger because my laptop is about to die. So lots of behind the scenes things going on today. Fun little activities.
I'm sweating a little.
That too. But yeah, this is our first show, clearly, of semester. It's been a while, but how did those 2 months go?
Okay, personally, I got mono.
Woo!
guys, I got mono. That's it. That's what I did over break.
That's eventful.
Yeah.
I did not.
You didn't?
I didn't, really.
Loser.
Yeah, I did not. I was out of town a bit. Seems like a long time ago. The semester's only been like 3 weeks, but...
I know.
Here we are.
Feels like I've been here for like 4 months.
Part of that is February, you know, the winter, cold months, etc. But today's show, so Momentous Music, is really just momentous because it's all the music we've been listening to really for the past 2 months, condensed.
2 months of music, guys.
Right, so it's going to be kind of all over the place, as you've seen.
Do you know how much music I listened to when I had mono? Oh, mono
oh,
music?
Oh, mono music.
Guys.
Oh, man.
Guys, we
messed
failed.
It up. We messed it up.
We're so sorry. Show's canceled. We're ending it here.
Well, tune in next week, because we're going to have some mono music for you. Or whatever illness Millie decides to pick up next week.
Guys, next? Strep. I haven't gotten it yet.
That doesn't start with M.
The strain of bacteria probably has like an M in it. It's like M13, like something.
Okay, we'll keep you guys updated. But based off these last 2 months, a lot of these songs we're going to be playing are ones that are sort of wintry, remind us of winter. We play to romanticize winter, but then also there was a lot of new music dropped this December and January. So there's going to be maybe some Lumineers and also Wallows, if any of you listen to Wallows. But this next song is a Wallows song that they just released in preparation for their upcoming album. So this is Especially You, and we'll be back after that.
Thinking about what you just said, sleepless now, my eyes are red, my head can't comprehend. Living in the background, wondering what you meant. That's when my eyes got red. Thinking about what you just said, some things leave me confused. But especially you. But especially you. But especially. Can't get you off my mind. Life's like a waste of time when you're not here to distract me from the things that I like. Save me. Tell me nothing when you're gone. Wait, did they come out wrong? Don't know if I'll get it back. Wondering. Background.
Jumped down the well, found just your shell. You'll find yourself, I'll fix myself. But if your sentences are short, or you have to clear your throat, let the devil through the door. Call yourself a young adult. Seems like all the ones you lost were the ones you asked to stay. Best to pick apart your thoughts before they do to you the same.
Walk past the truth.
If you're tripping up, you'll see soon the ground's kind of soft. And there is always something to do till you blow it off. Pretty are the simple few, the simple few, the simple few, few, few. Pretty are the simple few,
pretty are the simple few, simple few, few, few.
Pretty are the simple few.
Hello again, and we're back, and now Millie's back.
Maybe just trying to silence me, guys.
I did. Were you silenced? Or were you silent? My bad. Millie's on mic 4. Those numbers switch around every week, so on the soundboard, it's like my whole hand between. So
it's
long
an
story.
Octave reach.
Yes, it's an octave reach. Thank you. But anyways, we're back.
That last song was a... Young Adult by Rit Mamni, not to be confused with Mitt Romney, who ran against Obama in, what was it, 2012?
Back in the day, back when we weren't young adults. Yeah, two very different careers, though. So
guys, we're young adults. That song is called Young Adults. It's the beginning of the second semester.
Yeah.
Where most freshmen are now over the age of 17.
You know what you have once you're over the age of 17?
Legality. Legalness.
That and fever dreams. In case you couldn't tell, our next song is Fever Dream by Mom Tune.
Whoa. It's not Mom Tune.
It's Mom Tune.
No, it's MXM Tune.
No, it's not.
It's M and then an X.
I know. Thank you. I know
and
how it's spelled.
M and then Tune. Colin.
Anyways. Any Mom Tune fans out there. I know her name is Maya. Let's call her Maya. But any Mom Tune fans out there, call and correct Millie because I'm right.
No. No.
Okay. Well, while you ponder that, here
is silenced.
Fever Dream. You're going to be silenced again. Fever Dream by Mom Tune. Here we go.
Love is just another leap of faith, but I jump right in. I took the train, I took the car, didn't know just where I'd fall or where it'd take me. Another step, I'll never know if I'll get there, but just maybe. In the snow, how far away can I walk till I'm way too far from home? I wish I knew. I wish I knew.
Take your time. try, but I can't hide it from you.
What's up, you guys? We're back.
We're back, heavily boosting the ignore all technical difficulties for this show. Please.
I know you guys are used to radio excellence, but you have to understand.
It's going to take us just one more week to get up just to that standard again. Please.
We had flawless transitions before.
Just working our way back up. But one thing's always going to be consistent, and that is the PSA.
You know, as modern people in a modern world, everyone has a cell phone, you know, these kids, always on their phone, playing the solitaire.
Oh yeah. Clash Royale these days
playing
is what I'm
hearing.
Playing the Wordle. The Wordle.
So it's important to know your cell phone rights. So, this is a Know Your Cell Phone Rights PSA. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anyone holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Well done.
Thank you.
Very important. What would you say is the most volatile piece of information on your phone?
On my phone?
Yeah.
Definitely the Photos app.
I got things that, you know. I would say mine is either the fact that I have Minion Rush downloaded on my phone.
You're going to jail.
Or
you're going to jail.
Or my 2020 Spotify Wrapped. And that's all I will say on that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I blame Young Gravy. Not me. Not me. But yeah, thank you for that lovely PSA. You just heard Disco by Surf Curse. We've got a lot of range in this show, as we said before.
He's cursing that surf.
What?
He's cursing that surf.
That he is. At the disco. But, again, with the range, we got kind of a violent shift for this next song. This is Turn It Off by Paramore. Probably all know it, but hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see I like you the way you are. When we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody out round everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Tell me why the hell they gotta make things so complicated. I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl. Like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become
Hello.
Bonjour.
Here we are.
Bonjour.
That was, I hope, probably mostly everyone will know, Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
You guys don't know that song. Why are you listening to this radio?
Honestly.
Like,
as if we play one kind of music.
We have range. That's right.
Which you're about to witness, our next song.
It's a bit Euphoria-like. Like, tomorrow is Euphoria Sundays.
Of course. Although this week, you know, something else going on, I think.
What?
I don't know, some people are talking about a bowl.
Oh my
pretty
god,
big deal,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I heard it's, like, pretty big, too.
I heard it's, like, super.
Like, this bowl is, like,
yeah.
Huge.
I don't know. So, if you heard about that, I guess that's what you'll be doing tomorrow, you know, while the Euphoria episode is playing.
Which is kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. But if you don't watch Euphoria, which I don't, but the soundtrack is really good. So that's our next vibe for today. After Complicated by Avril Lavigne and Paramore, we're going to have some Cigarettes After Sex. Mm. Are we allowed to play vulgar artists? Like if the artist's name is profanity?
Not, sex isn't a curse word.
It's not, but...
We like to be family friendly here.
Right. And we're also required to be family friendly by radio guidelines. I'm just wondering if the artist has like a a cuss word in it. If we're allowed to say it. Anyways, we'll ponder that.
We can censor it. We can self-censor.
We'll ponder that while you hear K by Cigarettes After Sex, and then we have some Fantagram coming up after that. Here we go.
Thank you. I don't recognize you anymore.
Hello.
Did you guys like that suspense right there?
Yeah, that was suspense that was and not suspense. Not a malfunction
that was suspense.
Of any kind.
Why would you even suggest that?
Well, that was the Euphoria Vibe section of our set list today. We're just looking at the years of the songs that we played today, because it tells us on Spinatron, which is what we use to log our playlists.
Radio effect.
And and we've skipped from 2021 back to 2009, and now we're in the 2013s range. So I think it's time to switch it up a bit more. Because that's what we do here at Triple M.
Oh, yeah. We like to provide variety, you know? This is a theme that we like to go in and out of. It's our own theme. What am I saying?
I'm not really sure.
It's our own theme.
You're freestyling.
We can do whatever we want, guys. You have no control over us.
The lovely part of being a freeform radio, we get to keep it freeform. Which we're definitely doing.
The people in WMFO, the headquarters, they're like, they just gasped.
They just gasped?
They put you on like your like favorite DJ.
I'm gonna get WMFO staff member of the month.
You're gonna get like certified.
Oh man.
Like they're gonna put a little check mark next to your profile.
I'm gonna be a Spinatron verified DJ. That's the goal for this semester. But next up we have A Little Bit by Like Lee. I hope that's how you say it. We need to learn how to pronounce people's names before we play their songs.
Guys, by the way,
radio.
By the way, that
no, we're playing. Right, this is Like Lee by A Little Bit by Like Lee.
Little bit, little bit, little bit.
We're back. Not pictured. It was me and Millie having a physical fight in Curtis Hall.
Listen, guys, I was right. It is MXM Tune. Verified by our friend Laura. And no one else, so.
Well.
I think that's a win.
That's credible.
Well, like, why would you think it was mom?
Because it's, I don't know, actually.
There's an X in there.
I don't know. Saying MXM Tune is just kind of a mouthful. I don't know why I say it as mom. You know,
it kind of rolls off the tongue. MXM Tune.
Does it?
Yeah, I think it does.
Okay, well, we're not concluding on that, but someone has also informed us that this bowl tomorrow has to do with sports.
Like football.
Apparently.
It's like football.
Misleading name, I will say.
I don't think, like, it's American football, so they, like, catch it with their hands and, like, throw it, I think. And, like, they, like, tackle each other, like rugby, but not.
Do they play it on the beach?
I think.
Because, I mean, this next song is called Sports by Beach Bunny.
Oh, so they must play that.
So, I mean, if they named... Not sure. But anyways, this is Sports by Beach Bunny.
Guys, we can't keep this up.
Once again, this is Triple M, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to our first show of the semester. And we promise next week, we'll be back on our game, and maybe with a surprise guest.
Yeah, we promise no technical difficulties.
Yes. Promise.
At all.
Not one. But signing off with Sports by Beach Bunny. Have a great Sunday tomorrow, guys. You feel the-